You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Let's use physics to measure just how hulky the Hulk is in Thor Ragnarok by Rhett Alane. In the most recent trailer for Thor Ragnarok, it seems clear that Thor teams up with the Hulk, Loki, and Valkyrie, but for me, I'm mostly pumped up about seeing the Hulk again. Towards the end of the trailer, the Hulk is standing with the rest of the Revengers team. The name Thor comes up with on the spot. But there's something funny about this trailer. To me, it seems like the Hulk is much bigger in Thor Ragnarok than in the previous Marvel movies. I'm what you might call an expert in Hulk heights. I've estimated his size before, like when I used it to get a value for his mass when looking at the force he exerts on the ground during a jump. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the Marvel movies that started with Iron Man in 2008 and continue through today, the Hulk has appeared three times, with one more coming in the movie Thor Ragnarok, out on October 25. So, of course, this means I need to go back and measure his size in each of the previous appearances just to make sure. So how do you find the height of a fictional character? Yes, I am well aware that the Hulk is not real. However, that doesn't stop me from trying to apply some cool physics to these make-believe characters. In short, the best way to measure the Hulk's size is to find a frame where he's standing next to some real object of known height. This object could be another character played by a real human, like Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, or something else real, like a car. After I find some particular scene that can be used to estimate the Hulk's height, I'll just use that known object to set the scale of the scene, and then boom, I have the height of the Hulk. You could, of course, do this with any drawing program, but I find it's easiest to just use the free Tracker Video Analysis program since it has that functionality built in. Now, in many cases, the Hulk isn't standing up straight, but I can still get an estimate for his height by either approximating how far he would stretch while standing or by summing the measurements from legs to torso to head. Both are still just approximations, but they're better than nothing. Since I'm dealing with approximations, I am also going to estimate the uncertainty in these measurements. If I write a height of 2.1 plus or minus 0.1 meters, that means the true value of the height is most likely between 2 meters and 2.2. Again, I get these uncertainty values just by using my own best judgment. And now for the data. I should have four values for the Hulk's height from the four Marvel movies, but I'm actually going to use six. The other two are from the Universal Pictures Hulk movie in 2003, starring Eric Bana, and the Hulk television show with Lou Ferrigno from the 1970s. And yes, I know, these aren't in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but you can't really stop me. So I put all of these data into a plot. I included error bars to represent the uncertainties and gave each height a time value corresponding to the year of the movie or show. And you know what? Seems like I was wrong. This is what happens when you get too excited about a movie and make a crazy claim without checking the data. In other words, always check the data. The Hulk is not significantly different in Thor Ragnarok than in the previous MCU movies. By fitting a linear function to the last four data points, it's clear that the values with uncertainties covers an average height of around 2.6 meters. Of course, the Hulk from the 2003 movie is indeed quite a bit larger than in the MCU, and the Lou Ferrigno Hulk is the size of Lou. But why was I wrong? Well, if you look at the trailer for Thor Ragnarok, in the clip, there's a scene with the Hulk standing upright and right next to Thor. This means two things. First, he's not hunched over, so it's easier to get a height measurement. And second, he's right next to a known object, namely Thor, and this produces a smaller uncertainty. The Hulk isn't just a completely fictional object. He is actually some digital object in a computer. I mean, if he did all of a sudden change side, that would be kind of weird.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.